The pros and cons of a reverse mortgage in retirement. For many retirees, the largest asset they own is not a retirement account. It is the home they have lived in for decades. A reverse mortgage promises to unlock wealth without forcing you to sell or move. It is one of the most heavily marketed and most misunderstood financial products for seniors, and the truth is that it can be a smart tool for the right person and a costly mistake for the wrong one. Here is an honest look at both sides. What a reverse mortgage actually is. A reverse mortgage lets homeowners aged 62 or older borrow against their home equity and receive that money as cash, with no monthly mortgage payments required. Instead of you paying the lender pays you, and the loan balance grows over time as interest and fees accrue. The loan generally does not come due until you sell the home, move out permanently, or pass away. The most common version is the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, or HCM, which is insured by the Federal Housing Administration and comes with federal consumer protections. The appeal is obvious. You get to stay in your home, you receive cash that generally isn't taxable because it's loan proceeds, and you make no monthly payments. For a house-rich but cash-poor retiree, that combination can sound like the perfect solution. But the details determine whether it actually is, and that's where people get into trouble. How you receive the money. One feature that surprises people is how flexible the payout can be. Depending on the product, you can take the money several ways. A lump sum, useful for paying off an existing mortgage or a large expense. A line of credit you draw on only as needed, which limits interest growth. Fixed monthly payments that function like a self-created pension. A combination of these options tailored to your situation. The line of credit option is often the most sensible because you only borrow what you use, and the unused portion can grow over time, giving you a flexible financial cushion you can tap in an emergency rather than a lump sum that starts accruing interest immediately. A big part of financial freedom is having your heart and mind free from worry about the what-ifs of life. Susie Orman's definition of financial freedom, featured by Oprah.com, captures the genuine appeal of tapping home equity. For some retirees, it removes the constant worry about covering expenses. But freedom from worry only works if you fully understand what you are trading away, the real costs and risks. Reverse mortgages are not free money, and the costs are easy to underestimate. Before signing, understand exactly what you are taking on. Upfront fees, origination fees, mortgage insurance premiums, and closing costs can add up to thousands of dollars and are often rolled into the loan. Compounding interest, because you make no payments, the balance grows steadily, eroding the equity you leave to heirs. Ongoing obligations, you must keep paying property taxes, homeowners insurance, and maintenance. Falling behind can trigger default and even foreclosure. Less for your heirs. When you pass away, the loan must be repaid, often by selling the home, leaving less of a legacy. That last point is the one families most often regret overlooking. A reverse mortgage spends the inheritance that the home would otherwise have represented, so it is worth an honest family conversation before proceeding rather than a surprise after you are gone. When a reverse mortgage can make sense. Despite the drawbacks, there are genuine cases where a reverse mortgage is a reasonable choice. You plan to stay in your home for the rest of your life and have no strong desire to leave it to heirs. You are house rich, but cash poor and need income to cover essential expenses. You want a standby line of credit as a financial safety net rather than a lump sum splurge. Using it strategically lets you delay claiming Social Security, locking in a larger lifetime benefit. When to avoid it. Just as important is knowing when a reverse mortgage is the wrong move. If you might need to move within a few years to be closer to family or to enter assisted living, the high upfront costs make it a poor deal. If leaving your home to your children is a priority, a reverse mortgage runs directly counter to that goal. And if you are already struggling to keep up with property taxes and upkeep, adding the obligations of a reverse mortgage can accelerate the very crisis you are trying to avoid. Alternatives worth considering first. A reverse mortgage should rarely be your first option. Before committing, weigh the alternatives that may accomplish the same goal at lower cost. Downsizing to a smaller home can free up equity outright while reducing your ongoing expenses. A home equity line of credit may be cheaper if you can still qualify and handle the payments. Selling and renting eliminates maintenance and property taxes entirely. And sometimes the simplest answer is to trim expenses or pick up part-time income rather than borrowing against the roof over your head. If you do move forward, federal rules require you to complete counseling with an approved HCM counselor first. Take that session seriously, because it is designed to make sure you understand exactly what you are signing. Questions to ask before you sign. If a reverse mortgage still looks like the right fit, protect yourself by getting clear answers first. Ask exactly what the total upfront costs are and whether they are rolled into the loan. Ask how quickly the balance will grow at current interest rates and what that means for your remaining equity in 10 or 15 years. Ask what happens to your spouse if they are not a co-borrower and you pass away first. And ask what obligations could trigger a default, so you are never caught off guard by a missed property tax payment. A reputable lender will answer all of these plainly. Anyone who rushes you or glosses over the costs is a reason to walk away. The bottom line: a reverse mortgage is neither the miracle its advertisements suggest nor the trap its critics claim. It is a specialized tool that can provide genuine security for a retiree who plans to age in place and needs to convert home equity into income, but it can be a costly mistake for someone who may move soon or wants to preserve a legacy. Understand the fees, keep up with taxes and insurance, consider the line of credit option, and explore the alternatives first. Used deliberately, it can buy peace of mind. Used carelessly, it can erode the very security it promises. For more on funding retirement, see our retirement resources. By Peter Desheim. The views and opinions expressed are those of the authors. They are meant for general informational purposes only and should not be construed or interpreted as a recommendation or solicitation. The Epoch Times does not provide investment, tax, legal, financial planning, estate planning, or any other personal finance advice. The Epoch Times holds no liability for the accuracy or timeliness of the information provided.